With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester spoke on the U.S. Senate floor today, urging his colleagues to pass a handful of federal bills aimed at addressing what's been called a crisis of missing and murdered Native American women and girls.
Now, this bill directs the GAO to conduct a full review of how federal agencies respond to reports of missing and murdered Native Americans and recommend solutions based on their findings.
Tester introduced the Studying the Missing and Murdered Indian Epidemic of 2019 in February. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines is a co-sponsor. Now they're part of a bipartisan, bicameral group asking the Government Accountability Office to move forward with the review as the authorizing bill makes its way through Congress. The Canadian government recently wrapped up a similar study that sought to quantify the number of murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls and suggest ways to overhaul government institutions to address the problem. The three-year national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls will release its final report and recommendations in June. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports the nearly $54 million inquiry heard testimony from more than 1,000 survivors, family members, and experts over the course of 24 hearings. On the Senate floor today, Tester also called on Congress to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act and pass Savannah's Act, which would direct federal law enforcement agencies to better share missing persons data, and the Not Invisible Act, which would direct the Interior Department to create an advisory committee on reducing violent crime against Native people. You're listening to YPR News.